Before we begin a short study tonight, let's pray together. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kidshenu B'Mitzvotav, Vetzivanu La'asok B'Divrei Torah. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who sanctifies us with his commands and commands us to engross ourselves in the words of Torah. Amen. Well, Passover comes really soon. It starts on the evening at sundown of Monday, April 14th. And it is a great time to remember something. God delivers. God rescues. God sets us free. He's the God of freedom. And Passover is the season of our freedom. It's not just the season of freedom, it's the season of our freedom. In fact, when we're celebrating Seder, we're told we're not really complete in our celebration until we feel like he set us free from slavery ourselves. Yeshua came to give us good news. And he proclaimed good news in many different ways. As the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, he gives us good news. As the Yom Kippur atoning sacrifice for us, he gives us good news. And whenever we're celebrating Passover, we're supposed to remember the good news. Now, the good news is this: we were slaves, but he set us free. We were in bondage, but he purchased us and brought us out of slavery. I want you to turn with me to Isaiah chapter 61, because this was a passage that was one of Yeshua's favorites and very important to him. And it was on a Yom Shabbat. It was on a Saturday at synagogue that he read from the prophets. He read Isaiah 61, and he said, "This is being fulfilled right now." Because he came to fulfill. And when we say fulfill, we don't mean he came to terminate, because the last thing Yeshua did was terminate the good news. So he couldn't fulfill it by terminating it. He fulfills by bringing into fullness. He said what Isaiah said, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me. Because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor." Let's just say that. Good news to the poor. "He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted." Let's say that. Bind up the brokenhearted. "To proclaim freedom for the captives." Freedom for the captives. "And release from darkness for the prisoners." Let's say this. Release from darkness for the prisoners. He goes on to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. If you're in mourning, God will comfort you. To provide for all those who are in grief in Zion. And then I want you to look at an series of exchanges that he gives to us. To bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes. The oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. How many of you know that's a good deal? That's a good trade for us. You've got ashes, he's got beauty for you. You've got mourning, he's got joy. You've got despair, he's got praise for you. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. Now, I want you to notice something. The people who are renewed become the people who renew. The ministry of renewal is carried out by those who themselves have been renewed. And there's a lot that needs to be renewed. I'm thinking right now about our congregation, and it says they renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. And there are a number of families moving into Springfield right now. Springfield needs renewal. It's in the process of renewal. And you know what? When you are renewed, God can use you to renew. You think of places that have been long devastated. It says devastated for generations. There are places that have to be fixed, but they can't be fixed until people who have been renewed come into that place. You see, God's not looking for hirelings. He's looking for servants. And he understands that the people who can be used to renew others are those who have actually experienced renewal. And renewal that he's talking about is dramatic. He's talking about poor people being renewed. He's talking about prisoners being renewed. He's talking about depressed people being renewed. People who are bound up, who don't have freedom, being renewed. And those people who get renewed, what are they renewed for? That's what we have to ask. Are they just renewed for themselves? That'd be enough, wouldn't it? But it's not enough. The ones who are renewed are then called by God to help renew other people. And that tells you something. God knows the trouble you've been in. And he can use it. He can turn that experience around. Whatever your sorrows are, whatever your difficulties are, whatever your mistakes are, whatever your sins were, God can turn around in your life and he can redeem. He can use you. He can bring you out of bondage into freedom. The whole idea of the children of Israel being slaves who are brought into freedom is a picture for us. He took the slaves, and then he brought them into freedom. And these were the ones he called to bring light to the world, to hope and to pray for Messiah, to look for Messiah, to serve the Lord, to live with faith and faithfulness to the Lord. And look at how such people are called, oaks of righteousness. Okay, so imagine the most depressed person you know right now. The one who's having the hardest time just getting up in the morning and living. That person can become an oak of righteousness. Imagine the person you know who's the most brokenhearted. Have you met unconsolable people? Have you met people, some call them EGRs. Do you know what that means? Extra grace required. Just to be with them. Sometimes we meet people who are like human versions of black holes. They suck energy out of you, and no light comes from them. How many of you have met a black hole? It's hard to minister to black holes, I can tell you. But God is saying, you may have been in that condition. You don't have to stay in that condition. There's good news for you. Now, the good news, this is very, very important. And it's a key aspect of all the study that we're doing on lepers. And this year, the leper portions are divided into 2 weeks. So we've got Metzorah this week again. And we get to read about lepers one more time. And why? I guess we need to pay twice as much attention to lepers this year as in many years. But it's so important for us to understand part of the message of the leper teachings is this. The leper has to want to be clean and healed. The leper has to activate his faith as well. It's not a passive thing to get healed. I want you to understand it. It's an active thing. You may not be able to heal yourself, but God can heal you. You may not be able to set yourself free, but God can set you free. You may not be able to heal your brokenhearted, but God can do it. But what you can do and what you must do is come to Him. And you must want and ask for it. That's how you become an oak of righteousness. How do you go from being a broken branch to an oak of righteousness? It's by allowing God to bring you out of what brought you trouble and grief and sorrow into what brings you joy, praise, and wholeness. But there's a deal. I remember when I was a new believer, my first pastor, John Kepley, used to tell this story about how monkeys were caught. I don't know who told him this, and I've never had the opportunity to verify. But he said that this is at least one way of catching monkeys, is you tie up a coconut to a tree. But the coconut has a hole in it, and it's been emptied. You put a banana in the coconut. So the monkey puts its hand into the coconut that's tied to the tree. You got that picture? And it gets the banana. That's what it wants. But it can't pull its hand out because it's holding on to the banana. And the monkey won't let go. And so there you go. You got a monkey. And so he probably told us that story of how to catch a monkey 50 times in the first 2 years of my life of faith. And I can't tell you how many times he would just look at us and say, "Let go of the banana." The exchange takes place when we are willing to let go of the one thing for the other. Mourning. You see, mourning is not just mourning over the death of a loved one that has a normal process for recovery and healing. But people can become brokenhearted and inconsolable because they just can't get over life and its difficulties. And they haven't pressed in to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who is also the God of hope. You see, the Bible says when you trust in Him, you start overflowing with hope. Well, what if you don't have hope? What do? You start trusting in Him. Hope starts energizing you. It starts rising up in you. What if your situation's hopeless? Then you definitely need hope, right? So God takes us who are in these hopeless situations that we can't get out of, and He has made a way. He's purchased us. That's what redemption means. It means someone who is in slavery is bought for a price, and now they're set free. That's what it means at Passover. That's what it means in the kingdom of Messiah. And so He's purchased us so that we can be free. We just have to be willing to accept the exchange. So what's your banana? If you're holding onto a banana and someone walks by, are they going to see, when they look at you, a monkey with his hand in a coconut? It's a great picture, isn't it? What does God want you to become? An oak of righteousness. A planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor. He wants you to take on a new vocation, which is renewal of the things in this world that need to be renewed. Ancient ruins, devastated places, ruined cities, places and people who have been in ruin for generations. You know, it is so easy to get in our minds, oh, that's the way they are, that's the way they'll always be. That's not how God looks at things. He thinks that's the way it is, but I see what it can be. Who can help? And He looks for the one who's been renewed. Now, in many of our minds, we think of renewal that we're all spit polished and clean and looking good. And that's not always the case. Renewal may be this: we come out of something terrible and now we're out of it. We're not completely into where we're going to be, but we're on the way. And sometimes the people who are renewed have things in their past that's not so good. I mean, think about Moses. He was a killer. It was unintentional. It'd be manslaughter, wouldn't you say? Not premeditated murder. But he took another man's life, and he ran for fear and refuge because of that. Peter denied the Lord. Did he want to deny the Lord? No. He thought he was above that. He thought he was incapable of it, but he did. Did God give up on him because of that? Absolutely not. God loved him even when it was clear he was going to betray him in this way. God held steady. You see, God looks at us, he sees our weaknesses, he sees our troubles, and he doesn't just give up on us. He says, if I could get a hold of that person and I could bring them out of this, imagine what they could do for other people. So take your source of sorrow right now and imagine that in the days and weeks and months to come, you've come out of it. And now you can help someone else come out of it too. That's how God works. Romans 14:19 says, let's make every effort to do what leads to shalom and to mutual edification. What is shalom? It's not just peace, meaning the absence of war, but it's peace, meaning wholeness, the presence of real peace, reconciliation, restoration. And so the Lord is teaching us, put effort into shalom, put effort into building each other up. You find someone who's weak, you can despise them or you can build them up. You find someone who's a captive, they're in bondage. What can you do for them? You can help them come out of that. And it's meant to be mutual, it's meant to be two-sided. Yeshua gave this commandment. It was a Passover commandment. A new commandment I give to you. This is John 13:34. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. So loving one another is not the new commandment. What is the new part of it? That you do it the way he did it. That's what's new. Ouch. Most of us, we barely want to do it sometimes. Sometimes. What's the standard for us? Yeshua. But what about all the people who have hurt your feelings? If you compare yourself to all the bad people who have hurt you and you say, well, I'm better than them. So what? It's not enough, right? Yeshua gives a new commandment. You love each other the way I loved you. Verse 35. By this all men will know that you're my disciples if you have love for one another. So this is the key to Yeshua's evangelism. It's actual love one for another. Every time that we help someone else in need, we're putting this into practice. Every time that we give charity, we contribute to the needs of others, we're serving the Lord who takes notice of people. He listens to their prayers and he sends help, and he sends help from people who have love to offer. If you prophesy but you don't have love, gong, gong, gong. That's all it is, empty noise. If you give great humanitarian aid without love, it doesn't count. As we're coming to Passover, as it's coming to us, I want to encourage you, don't just search the house for chametz, search the heart. as well. So let us search our lives. Because you know what? We don't have to be ashamed. We don't have to be afraid. When God shows us something that's dark, he'll bring us out of it. That's why we're to proclaim good news. Release from darkness for the prisoners. Anybody in favor of that for yourself? Any darkness you'd like to be released from? Any captivity you'd like? Any more freedom that you want? Any more power? Any more wholeheartedness that you want? It's for you and me too. And as we experience it, you know what? We'll be able to give it out to other people. Lord, I thank you that you purchased us with a price, the blood of Messiah. Thank you, Lord, for redeeming us from the hand of the adversary. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of your beloved Son. Thank you for Pesach, for giving us Yeshua, the Pesach Lamb. Thank you for giving us Passover freedom. Thank you for the season of our freedom. We commit ourselves, Lord, to coming close to you during this Passover. Renew us. Give us your best as we let go of our worst. And Lord, I pray that every one of us could let go of those bananas in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen.
Let's close with Aaron's blessing. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. Ye'er Adonai p'nav eilecha v'yichunecha. Yisah Adonai p'nav eilecha v'yisam lecha. Shalom. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep watch over you and protect you. The Lord cause the light of his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his face to you and give you his peace. Lord, we pray for your peace on our brothers and sisters in Ukraine, in Crimea. And we pray for the Jewish people in that part of the world who don't know you, that the light of Messiah would shine brightly during this challenging time. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Shabbat shalom.